It's been 48 years since Air Force Tech Sergeant Mel Holland disappeared from a mountaintop in Laos. And for each of those years, his wife, Anne Holland, has been trying to learn the truth about what happened to him.
That's Mel's ID tag, one of them, dog tags. They could never take anything military up on the hill. And so when I got his stuff back, his dog tags were in it. So that's where it stays, in a little box.
It was a Monday afternoon in March 1968 when she got the phone call at her Woodland, Washington home. The voice on the other end told her that the mountain in Laos had been overrun and nobody knew what happened to Mel.
And I hung up the phone after them telling me my husband was missing, and I knew my life had been destroyed and I had to turn around and face my 8 Cub Scouts and my own 5 kids. And when the Cub Scouts went home, I had to fix dinner for the kids.
A lot of wives get news like that during wartime, but this was different because Holland couldn't tell anybody. When her husband disappeared, he was on a secret mission, running B-52 bombers from a radar base near the Vietnam border. The U.S. wasn't supposed to be conducting missions in Laos. To get around that, the Pentagon reclassified him and 49 other men as civilian employees of Lockheed Aircraft Services, and the government ordered Anne never to tell anybody.
The life had gone out of me, but I couldn't say anything to my kids. Every day they'd want to know if we got a letter from Daddy, and I'd pick up an old letter and pretend to read it.
The Pentagon told her if Mel was still alive, he could be harmed if she revealed the secret mission. But as the months went on, her children knew something was wrong.
We lived in this big old house in Woodland, and I heard somebody coming down the stairs, and then I heard pitter-patter of feet coming across the linoleum floor, and Carolyn came in the kitchen. She was 9 years old, and she looked right at me, and she said, "Mama, is my daddy dead?" Oh, God, that was the hardest thing for me to be able to hug her and say no, but, you know, things are pretty tough for Dad right now.
Eventually, Anne Holland decided she needed to tell the truth, which meant she had to find out what happened on that mountain. She sued the government and learned some details of the secret mission, but the information about her husband is conflicting and incomplete. She went public with the story in 1970, ignoring the secrecy agreement she signed when her husband left. It was difficult, especially for her daughter, Carolyn Gill.
We lived in a very, very small town, 1,500 people. So when she went public and all of a sudden now you've got newspaper people, radio people, TV people showing, you know, it felt odd going to school and everybody talking about you and those poor Holland kids.
To this day, much of what happened on the mountain remains a mystery. The Department of Defense lists Holland as unaccounted for, but will not discuss the case. They've recovered remains from some of the other men on the mountain, but not Mel Holland.
In 82 was the first time those men's names were added to the list of casualties in Vietnam. Since 1968 to 1982, they were on no list anywhere. The government did exactly what I knew they were going to do. They forgot about those men. They tried to forget about those men. I wasn't about to let them.
So at 76 years old, she's planning another trip to Washington, D.C., one of dozens she's taken over the past 5 decades to try to learn the truth. And on this Memorial Day, when many people commemorate loved ones lost at war, Holland just wants to know what happened to hers. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.